Chelek Yudalid, Parshas V'zayis HaBracha, Sicha Beis. As has been spoken about many times before, the Rebbe discusses what is written in the Rambam and Gemara about reading Parshas V'zayis HaBracha on Simchas Torah. As it is written, Ulamachar Karim V'zayis HaBracha, and the next day they will read Parshas V'zayis HaBracha, the day after Shmini Atzeres on Simchas Torah. And this is a hemshich, a continuation, and siyum, finishing off the Kriyas HaTorah of the Yamim Tovim of Sukkos and Shmini Atzeres. Now it is written, Maisha tikein lahem liyisrael sheyiyu kairin bechol mayed inyanai. Maisha set up that the Yidden will read the Kriyas HaTorah of every yontif according to its inyan. That the actual Kriyas HaTorah that's written on yontif is intrinsically connected to that yontif. Therefore, there must be a deeper connection between Parshas V'zayis HaBracha and the yomtif Simchas Torah on which it is read. So it's not only that V'zayis HaBracha is read on the last day of yontif, and this is the end, Saif Kalamayadais, the end of all the Yom Tovim. Or in order to connect the great Simcha of finishing off the entire Torah with the great Simcha of Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah. And it's not only in order to connect the Birchas HaMelech Shleima, the Haftarah that was read on Shmini Atzeres about Shleima HaMelech dedicating the first Beis HaMikdash, and to connect it to Parshas V'zayis HaBracha, the Birchas Moshe. It's not only to connect the Haftarah of Shmini Atzeres to the Parsha of V'zayis HaBracha, but it's actually because V'zayis HaBracha has this actual intrinsic connection to the Yom Tov Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah upon which it's read. Now, it is possible to explain, according to what it's known, that Shmini Atzeres, which is the Yom Tov which Simchas Torah is called upon, the second day of Shmini Atzeres, the Torah tells us, is what this Yom Tov is called, that this Yom Tov is a culmination, an absorption of the inner Hamshachais of Rosh Hashanah and the entire Chodesh Tishrei. That all those inyanim of Rosh Hashanah and Chodesh Tishrei were able to absorb and internalize on Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. Now what's the main inyan of Rosh Hashanah? The main inyan is that B'nai Yisrael, the Yidden, crown Hashem as king. As our Chazal tell us, Imru Lefanei Malchiyes Ketei Shetam Lichoni Aleichem. Hashem tells us, say before me, Malchiyos, so that you can crown me as king upon you. So from this it's understood that since the Iker Inyan of Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah is absorbing the Hamshacha of Rosh Hashanah, we must be internalizing and absorbing the idea of crowning Hashem as king. And today, Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah is when it comes down in a revealed way. So according to this, we need to explain and understand the connection between Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah and crowning Hashem as our king. Now, all we have to do is look into this Parsha, Parshas V'zayis HaBracha, where it is written, Vayhi Bishur Melech Bis'asev Rosh Hayam Yachad Shiftei Yisrael. And it was when the king of Yeshurun gathered, when they gathered the Rosh Hayam, the heads of the nation, all together the Shvatim of Yisrael. So when are, there's two inyanim here. When is Vayhi Bishurun Melech? When is Hashem crowned by the people? When are we able to mamshich the bechina, the concept of the Malchi, of Malchusa Yisbarech, Hashem's kingship on us? Only when Bis'asev Rosh Hayam Yachad Shiftei Yisrael. Only when the Yidden are gathered together and we're like Echad, they're like one. To such an extent that there's no difference between Reish, the head, and Regel, the foot. And these two inyanim, which are hinted to in this pasuk, in this parsha, are dependent on each other. Because in order for there to be Tamlichuni Aleichem, in order for the Yidden to crown Hashem as king, we can only do it when we're as one. And how can we be as one? Only when there's Bittel and Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. Only when the Yidden are totally nullified before Hashem. And when there's totally nullification, and no, a person has no essence of their own, only then are we all equal before Hashem. all the way from Ashechem, all the way from the heads of the nation to the Shoev Meimecha V'chayte Veitzecha, to the water carriers and to the wood choppers. And when we're all have this bittul and kabbalah sol, we all become nullified and are gathered as one unit, then we are able to crown Hashem as king. And we actually see this, for example, when crowning a melech basar v'dam, when crowning an actual physical king of flesh and blood. This can only happen when there's bittul ha'am, when the people are totally nullified before the king. When they're all, from the minister all the way from the most simple person, are totally nullified, their essence is totally given over to the king, they're all equal, then they can crown the king. When is the difference between them revealed? Only after the king is anointed and he starts making decrees and rules and laws. And different rules and laws are for different people. And this one has to follow this law, and that one has to follow that law, and this one can get away with it, and that one can't. All of a sudden, there's different levels. But when the king is anointed, everyone is equal. And these two inyanim, both crowning Hashem as king and being as one, are actually hinted in the name of the Torah for this yontif, Shmini Atzeres. One of the explanations of the word Atzeres is Lashon Malchus U'Memshala, from the Lashon of kingship and rulership. Also, another explanation of the word Atzeres is coming together and gathering as one. So within the actual Yom Tov, in the name of Shmini Atzeres, we see both these concepts. Both the idea of kingship, crowning Hashem as king, and also the idea of unity, uniting at the source, and all being one. That the only way for there to be melucha, for there to be kingship, for us to crown Hashem as king, is only when we're together. And that, again, these two ideas are dependent on each other. Yet, we still need to understand. If Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah are the culmination and the absorption of all the inyanim of Chodesh Tishrei, and the Iker inyan of Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah is Simcha, then how is the inyan of Rosh Hashanah, of crowning Hashem as king, specifically expressed in the simcha and the joy of Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, even more than it's expressed in any other part of any yontif in this month? There must be something special and something specific within the simcha, the joy of Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, which is the main avaida of this day. Now, as we have said, the inyan of Tamlichuni Aleichem, the inyan of crowning Hashem as king, is only expressed through the achdus, through the unity of all the Yidden coming together. Like it says about Rosh Hashanah, Atem nitzavim hayayim kulchem, rasheichem shivteichem, etc. That you're all standing together as one from the heads of your shvatim until the water carriers and the wood choppers. And this entity, this concept, is specifically revealed on Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, whose inyan is coming together. So the idea of crowning Hashem as king, specifically when the Yidden are one, this is revealed and comes out and we're able to absorb it on specifically on Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, whose idea is coming together. Now, the idea of Bittul and Kabbalas Ol is also expressed at Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. Why? Because when are Yidden able to come together as one and totally be nullified and in such a way that there's no differences are expressed or even seen between each other? This is specifically through the inyan of Simcha. And what happens on Simchas Torah? We know that on Simchas Torah, the minhag is that all Yidden are equally joyous without any separation. So this idea of coming together without any separation or difference on Rosh Hashanah in order to crown Hashem as king is actually revealed in the Avodah of Simcha and Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, when we're happy to such a level and in such a way that there's no difference seen between any of us. Now, this is very different, for example, than the idea of Yom Kippur. Now, on Yom Kippur, the shoresh, the essence, and the root of the inyan of kapara, of atonement, is from the inyan of atzmos. Of atzmos, that's above any, shalemayla me'eschalkos, that's above any difference. So our neshamas are equally the same. We know our essence is the same. It comes from chelak elikami mal mamish. But the kapara, the atonement itself, the actual avaida, is different in every person, according to a person's individual nyanim, according to his sins. So even though the essence of our neshama is the same, the avaida that's expressed is actually different between every person. Unlike Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, where the avaida of Simcha is equal by every yid, as we know that we dance with a covered Torah, because just to show even more strongly our unity and how we're all equal. Now the Shalish Regalim, the three Yom Tovim when the Yidden went up to Yerushalayim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, their inyan is Mayadim LaSimcha. All of the inyanim of all these Yom Tovim is about Yom Tovim of Simcha. But it's only at Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah that is unique, because its essence inyan, the inyan of these yom, of this yontif, is specifically simcha. The other shalosh regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, the simcha is either connected to the mitzvah hayayim, the mitzvah of that yontif, or to an inyan of that yontif. So, for example, Pesach, it's the zman chereseinu when we were redeemed, and that's why we have simcha. Shavuos is zman man tereseinu, we are given the Torah, and therefore we have simcha. Now, Sukkos is called Zman Simchasenu. It's called the time of our rejoicing. But it's specifically connected to rejoicing in the mitzvahs of the Dalet Minim, of the Luv and Esrog, Hadassim and Araveis, and also the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah. Unlike Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, whose simcha, the essence of the simcha, is intrinsically connected to that day, and isn't connected to any specific mitzvah or to any other inyan, but only the inyan ha-simcha atzma. And since this inyan of simcha is not connected to any specific mitzvah, it's understood that the simcha of Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah is able to be lemaila mimedida v'hagbala d'shar ha-mayadim. It could go above and beyond any boundaries and limitations that any other yomtiv might have connected to simcha. The simcha of this yomtiv is much greater because this, in essence, is the inyan of this yomtiv. And therefore, the minig yisrael is dafka, that the simcha of Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, all in yidden are equally happy. Now, how is this different than sukkahs? We said sukkahs, the simcha is connected to the dalet minim and to the sukkah. But we know that these mitzvahs, although everyone can do them equally, people fulfill them differently. There's hiddur mitzvah. Some yidden buy a more beautiful esrog. Some yidden have to borrow a lulav and esrog. Women aren't even mechuyev in the mitzvah of sukkah, for example. So it's understood there's different levels and different ways of fulfilling this mitzvah. So therefore, there's different levels and inyanim in the simcha that's connected to these mitzvahs of sukkah. So within sukkah itself, different yidden can have different levels of simcha, of happiness and joy, because they fulfill this mitzvah a little differently. So if a yid, for example, wasn't able to buy a lulav and esrog, even if he's borrowing one, he might not have the same simcha as someone who is able to afford a beautiful, huge esrog. So again, there's different inyanim. The simcha is related directly to the fulfillment of these mitzvahs on Sukkos. Now, what about Simchas Beis HaShoeva? We know the great joy of Simchas Beis HaShoeva, that someone who hasn't seen it, this joy, has never seen joy in his life. And Yoina Hanavi, for example, only got nevuah from going to Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Says Misha Leira Simchas Beis HaShoeva Leira Simcha Miyamav. He's never seen the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. He's never seen the Simcha in his entire days. Like, that was the essence of joy. However, the Simcha of Simchas Beis HaShoeva was connected to the Yontif of Sukkos, and it was connected to Nisach HaMayim, which was the whole purpose of the actual Simchas Beis HaShoeva, getting the water that was, drawing the water that was used in the Beis HaMikdash. And there's different levels. There are different levels of people who took part in the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. And in fact, it says, Chasidim ve'anshei ma'isa hayu meraktim, aval kol ha'am ha'anashim va'anashim ba'u li'arais v'lishmaya. So the great people were the ones who danced, but the rest of the nation, the men and the women, just came to see and hear. So if some people are dancing and only some are watching, there must be a different levels of simcha, of joy, even on this most joyous time of Simchas Beis HaShoeva. But again, this is in contrast. All of these Yom Tovim are in contrast to Shemini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, which essence of the day is the joy within the day itself, and therefore it's lamayla memedida v'agbala. It's above and beyond boundaries and limitations. There's no limitations for anyone who rejoices on this day. And there's a poem that the Rebbe brings down, a piyut, where it says, "Ogil v'esmach b'simchas Torah." I'll rejoice and have happiness on Simchas Torah. It says, Avram sameach b'simchas Torah. Avram rejoiced in Simchas Torah. Yitzchak rejoiced in Simchas Torah. Shlaima Melech rejoiced on Simchas Torah. U'minag Yisrael, and the minag Yisrael is that anashim, nashim v'tav, the men, women, and children, smeichem b'simchas Torah. So from this piyut, it talks about how Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Shlaima, all the great tzaddikim rejoice in Simchas Torah, and even now, men, women, and children of every type and every level rejoice on Simchas Torah. Everyone on equally on Simchas Torah. Therefore, it is known that in order for there to be unity and oneness, like we said, amongst the people, there must be bittul in their very essence. There must be bittul b'metzias. When is there the most apparent bittul and lack of division? This is in the Simcha, the joy of Simchas Torah, because when we're all dancing together with the Torah that's covered, and you don't know the difference between the great Talmud Chacham and the most simple person, when everyone's dancing together and there's this total bittul b'metzias, there's a total nullification, we're all equally one and the same. Now, just like it is with the Yidden, with Klal Yisrael, that even though there are different levels amongst the Yidden, there's the Reish, the head, there's the Regel, the foot. Again, may Rashecha, im Shiftecha, Machay, Mecha, all the way from the heads of your Shvatim to the water carriers and Chayte Eitzecha, to your wood choppers. Nonetheless, everyone has the same Batal B'Metzias. Everyone is totally nullified and equally happy on Shemini Atzeres and Simchas Torah when we all gather together. So too, in a microcosm, within every single Yid individually, Simchas Torah for him must be his own Reish and Regel. We all have our head and our foot. We all have things that we're good at, our strengths, both in Beruchnis and Begashmias. Everything, all of our strengths, and all of our weaknesses, everything is just put aside, and we are able to totally nullify ourselves and become one before Hashem. That even the Reish, even the head, whose Indian is Havana Vasago, whose Indian is understanding, nevertheless, in Shemini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, it's totally batal. So even every human being on their own level needs to become totally batal, and every part of him or herself becomes one, just like amongst the Yidden, every single person from the heads till the feet are equal. And this is reflected in the Indian of dancing on Shemini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. What is the Minag Yisrael? That the dancing is with our feet. And it's in a way that the feet carry the entire body. And the feet not only carry the body, but they carry the head. So usually, it's the head making the decisions, or the heads of the people, the leaders, the rabbis, the talmidei chachamim. Those are the leaders. Those are the ones on top. But what happens in Simchas Torah? Not only are we all equal, but the feet are the ones that are leading the head. And once again, this is a representative of the idea of Simcha that is equal by all. So according to this, it's understood that the two nekudas, the two ideas of Shemini Atzeres, which are drawing down and revealing these ideas of Rosh Hashanah, the idea of Ayihi Beshur Melech, crowning Hashem as king, and the idea of that this is only done when all the Yidden come together, Yachad Shiftei Yisrael, that they're both dependent on each other, and that they both take place and are revealed on the Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres, and they can only be revealed through Simcha and Rikudim of Simchas Torah, through the dancing and the joy of Simchas Torah. Because how are we going to reveal, and how are we going to internalize this idea of making, of crowning Hashem as King when we're all together? Only when we're physically united and as one. Only on a yantiv, the essence and the avodah of this yantiv is that we are all equal and we are all the same and we're all able to have that same joy. And further explanation, removing the divisions of Am Yisrael, the Yidden, is shayach to the avodah of Tam Lichoni Aleichem. That removing the divisions is not just a separate part so that the Yidden need to come together and then they need to crown Hashem as king. No, not only that, but it's actually part of the Bechinas V'Dargas HaMelech. It's actually part of the concept and the idea of the king himself. Now, after a king is crowned, like we said, and he makes decrees and rules and laws, and there are different levels, and they affect people differently. There's the little person, the big person, the minister, the slave, and they're all affected differently by the rules. But this only comes after the idea of Tam Lichuni, the idea of crowning, when we're all as one, and when the Tam Lichuni making the king, crowning the king, is actually shayach to the king himself. So that when those people come together as one, and when they crown the king, they are bringing unity within the king himself. So that this idea of Tam Lichuni Aleichem is also bringing and revealing an aspect of oneness within the king himself. And so too, just like in the level of a king who's crowned, and there aren't any divisions, they're just the king, and everyone is crowning him as king, so too we are crowning, when we're crowning Hashem as king on Rosh Hashanah, we're all coming together. We are able to bring that oneness within the king himself. And this is even more expressed and even more revealed in the simcha, in the joy of Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, when we have such an amazing sense of unity and such a sense of bittul, and we're all coming together without any divisions to crown the king, and this is actually revealing the oneness within the king himself. And this is one of the advantages of the simcha, of the joy of Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah over all the days of Sukkos. On the 7 days of Sukkos, like we said, the simcha, the joy, is connected to the mitzvahs, to Gezeiras HaMelech, after a king becomes king and he makes his rules or his decrees, and Hashem, after Hashem is crowned as king, there are mitzvahs. And mitzvahs, we know that's how we connect to Hashem. But there are levels. And once there are levels, there's automatically divisions. But the simcha of Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah is not connected to the mitzvah, to any specific mitzvah like Sukkos is. But it's on the level of Tam Lichuni Aleichem of Rosh Hashanah that it's revealing this essence of the idea that we're crowning Hashem as king when we become one, and it's specifically done through the Kava Simcha that has no levels and divisions, Yachad Shiftei Yisrael. But according to what we have explained and we've spoken about, that the Simcha of Simchas Torah and Shmini Atzeres is above any Medida V'Agbola, is above and beyond any measure and limitation. And therefore, there's no limit to the Simcha, to the joy, and there's therefore no limit to those who are rejoicing in her. So then there's a good question. Why is it called Simchas Torah? It should just be called Simchas Hayayim, or joy, or just Simcha. It's connected to Simchas HaTorah, which must mean that the Simcha, the joy of this day, is limited according to the Torah. Like we know, the greatness of the Torah, as great as it is, it still has measurements. Like it says in Iyov, Arucha me'eretz midar chava miniyam, that it's longer than the land, and its measurement is wider than the sea. So it has this amazing, this infinite measurement, but it's still limited by measurement. It's longer than land. It's wider than the sea. This is giving some kind of measurement. So how can we say it's unlimited simcha, joy, if it's actually called simchas Torah, the joy of the Torah? And Torah has some kind of measurement. Now, according to Torah's HaBaal Shem Tov, the Baal Shem Tov says that the name of everything in Lashon HaKodesh, in the Holy Tongue, in Lashon HaKodesh, is a reflection of the essence of that thing. So therefore, the fact that Shemini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, and Simchas Torah specifically, is revealing an unlimited simcha, it must mean that this unlimited simcha is hinted to in the actual name of Simchas Torah. So let's talk about what Simchas Torah is. What does it mean? So Simchas Torah is, first of all, Yisrael Semechem B'Taira. The Yidden rejoice in the Taira. And also a Taira Atzma Smecha, that the Taira itself rejoices. How does the Taira itself rejoice? Because when the Yidden rejoice in the Taira, then the Yidden cause the Taira to be happy. Now, since both these explanations, these Peirushim, are brought in the Taira, and since Taira's MS, it's the Taira of truth, so it must be understood that both of these inyanim are true on Simchas Torah. They're interconnected with each other, and they reflect the unlimited simcha, the joy of Simchas Torah. One of the explanations of Zman Simchasenu, of the time of our rejoicing, which is Lashon Rabim, it says our rejoicing, and it says, Simchas Yisrael ba'atayra, v'simchas atayra atzma, She'al Yedei Yisrael. What does it mean, Zman Simchasenu, our joy? Because it's the joy of the Yidden in the Torah, and also the joy of the Torah itself through the Yidden. It's both of ours. It's our, the Yidden's joy, and the joy of the Torah. Now, since Simchas Torah is shayach to every Yid, because we know that Anashim Pshutim, Nashim V'taf, even the most simple people, the women and the children, are smechem ba, rejoice on this day as equally as the greatest Talmidei Chachamim. So therefore, there must be a simple reason that even an ish pashut, a simple person, can understand why Simchas Torah is not measured or limited. So if we're saying that this is a Zman Simchasenu, that both the Yidden are rejoicing in the Torah, and therefore the Torah is also rejoicing, but we said that the Torah there's measurements to the Torah, but we also said that the rejoicing, the Simcha of this day, is unlimited. So even a simple person must be able to understand why the joy in this Torah is actually not measured or limited. So therefore, very simply, the reason is, according to the second explanation, that the Torah rejoices with the Yidden. In order for the Torah to rejoice with the Yidden, what's the Torah? The Torah's main inyan is to learn her and understand her. So we would seem to think that in order to rejoice with the Torah, we must first learn her. And according to our understanding, and according to how much we can learn, and how much our seichel can actually understand, that is how great our rejoicing is. But we know that that's not true to Simchas Torah. Because on Simchas Torah, during Hakafas, we don't learn at all. And even more so, we just dance around holding a closed Torah. So, therefore, how are we rejoicing the Torah if it would seem to make sense that you have to learn her in order to rejoice in her? But we're rejoicing in a Torah that we're not learning actually when we're rejoicing in her. And we're revealing the greatness of this simcha, the akafis, the dancing, is specifically when the Torah is closed. And it's specifically all Yidden are able to rejoice in the same level, no matter how much they understand. So, therefore, it must mean that there's a great simcha within the Torah itself that is not connected to understanding the Torah. And even more so, the Torah needs the Yidden to dance with her and to reveal the simcha within her. Because what do we say? Yidden rejoice in the Torah, and therefore the Torah rejoices. So the only way for the Torah to rejoice is through the Yidden rejoicing with the Torah. And in Simchas Torah, we're rejoicing in a closed Torah. So it's not connected to understanding the Torah. So how can we reconcile all this and understand how, even though it's Simchas Torah, it's still an unlimited joy that all Yidden are able to equally take part in? So the Indian explanation is, Torah mitzad atzma, Torah in and of itself, is shayach to medida v'agbala. It's shayach to some kind of measurement, like we said above. And therefore, in and of itself, the Torah has measurement to a certain extent. So it can't rejoice by itself. But how can it rejoice? Only through the Yidden. How could it rejoice through the Yidden? The Shoresh of our neshama is in the Machshava, in the essence of Hashem, Chelak Elikami Mal Mamish, that we know that the Yidden came even, were in the Machshava of Hashem, even before the Torah. And therefore, through revealing in the Yidden their Shoresh, the Shoresh of the neshama, which is the essence of Hashem, Chelak Elikami Mal Mamish, above the Torah, and the essence, the shorash of the neshama, the yid's beligvul, without any limitations or any boundaries. How can this shorash of a yid's neshama, which is above the Torah, which is totally unlimited, which is one with Hashem, how is this revealed? It's through simcha shepiritz geder, through joy that breaks through all boundaries. And through this, through yidin having joy and coming together, all as one, yidin are able to mamshech, bring down this essence, reveal the essence of our neshamas, which are all as one, and which are even before, above the Torah. And through this rejoicing, Yidden are able to be mamshech, the simcha b'ligvul, this unlimited joy, also in the Torah. As it's written, it speaks about David HaMelech, that he was able to be mamshech, the Ein Saif, the Bechinas Ein Saif, shelamayla mei haTorah, that's above the Torah, but he was able to mamshech into the Torah. How is he able to bring this essence of Hashem that's above the Torah into the Torah? Through unlimited simcha. Like it says, David Hayim Fazi Zemacharker Bechol Oiz Lefnei Havaya, because he danced and he rejoiced to such an extent that his wife, Michal Bashaul, she was concerned. She didn't think he was acting appropriately. But according to this, we still need to understand. So we understand that the Yidden, the Sherish of the Yidden, the Shama, is above the Torah. And therefore, through rejoicing, we're able to reveal the essence of our Neshama and therefore bring joy into the Torah. But since the Sherish of the Neshamas of Yisrael, of the Yidden, is above the Torah, and therefore the Yidden have the Kayach to bring this Simcha, B'ligvul, this unending and unlimited joy into the Torah, how does the simcha, the joy, unlimited joy, also come to the Yidden through the Torah? Because the first explanation of Simcha's Torah, that the Yidden rejoice, they have this great joy in the Torah. The second explanation was that the Yidden bring joy to the Torah. So we understand that. The Yidden are b'ligvul, then Shairish of our Neshama are b'ligvul. We're able to bring this b'ligvul joy into the Torah. But how are we able to have unlimited joy within the Torah itself, through the Torah itself? So the explanation is that even though the Shoresh Nishmas Yisrael, the Shoresh, the root of the Neshama of the Yidden, is above the Shoresh of the Torah, still, that's only the way it is above. The way it is below, there's a big difference between Torah and the Neshamas. Torah even revealed below, it says, I raisa v'kutcha b'richa kulachad. Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kodesh Brichu are one, and always one, even below, and always remains one with the Atmos. But what happens in Neshamas Yisrael? In our essence above, we're one. But when we're revealed down here, individually, we're all of a sudden become separated, and we have a little bit of ourselves, a little Yeshus. For example, a child comes from the brain of his father, but eventually it becomes a Metzias Bifnei Atzma. It becomes its own person, and sometimes it's not even recognized that it came from the father. It's separated from the father. So therefore, the Neshamas of Yisrael, which in their essence are greater than the Torah, but when they're revealed below, sometimes seem it's hard to recognize where a Yid's essence is from. So the way that the Neshamas of the Yidden below can connect with Kodesh Baruch Hu is specifically through Iraisa, because we know even below Iraisa v'kutcha b'richa kulachad, the Torah and Hashem are one. The Torah is the mamutza. The Torah is what comes in between and connects the Yidden and Hashem. So that below, how are we going to reveal the essence of a Yid, how the Yidden were machshava of Hashem even before the Torah, but when we fall below, the Yidden becomes its own entity. How is it revealed the essence of a Yid's neshama? Only through the Torah, which is always one with Hashem. That the Torah comes and brings the Yidden and Hashem together. And after the Torah is able to reveal in the Yidden that the Shoresh of the Yid's neshama is higher than the Torah, once it's revealed within the Yid, then the Yidden through Simcha are able to bring this unlimited joy and bring the unlimited and unending essence and oneness of their neshamas. They're able to bring this into the Torah. So according to this, it's understood that the connection of these two ideas about Simchas Torah, both the Yidden rejoice in the Torah and therefore the Torah rejoices, that first the Yidden rejoice with the Torah. And through that, the Torah connects the Yidden with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the Yid's Shoresh of their neshama, how it's above the Torah, is revealed. And then the Yidden are Mashpia, this unending and unlimited essence of their neshama, back into the Torah. And through this, it makes the Torah rejoice. And this is what we say in the Pesukim before HaKafas. And the Pesukim before HaKafas bring the reasons for the Simcha of Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. Just like the Pesukim of Rosh Hashanah, the Malchus Zechrinus. So before HaKafas, and we say these Pesukim. And through these Pesukim, which speaks about the greatness, how the godless Havaya, the greatness of the Yidden, of Hashem, and the godless Yisrael, the greatness of the Yidden. Through this, it's revealed. This is the Torah bringing the Yidden, bringing the essence of the neshama, making it revealed. And through this, when the essence of the Yid's neshama is revealed, and specifically through Simcha, when our neshamas are revealed as its bleak vols, it's totally unlimited, and its source is so high, even higher than the Torah, we start dancing and we start singing with the Torah, and therefore the Torah itself rejoices. And therefore it's understood that the name Simchas Torah, the joy of the Torah, why are we rejoicing in the Torah? It's Simchas HaTorah. We are rejoicing with the Torah because the Simcha of being connected to the Torah is not a contradiction to the Simcha being above and beyond limitation. But it's actually shayach to every Yid because the Torah itself, we're able to rejoice within the Torah. We say these Pesukim before our Kafas, the Torah is able to reveal and connect us with our essence, with Kodesh Baruch Hu, and we're dancing and with Simcha then able to bring this joy into the Torah. And the Kesher of the Yidden with the Torah and with Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yisrael, the Yidden, the Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of our connection is revealed. Bedafka through what? Bedafka through Simcha. And Bedafka when we're all as one, when Yachad Shiftei Yisrael, all of this is revealed and it all is not just revealed, but it's revealed how our neshamas are unlimited and how the Torah, therefore, itself becomes unlimited as well. And so everyone is especially happy. Why? Because ki mitzad shoresh nafsham kula mat'imais v'av echa l'kulana v'chol Yisrael heim achim mamish. Because specifically, when we are as one, it is, and we rejoice in the Torah, it is revealed the shoresh, the root of our neshama, are all as one. We have one Father. The Torah connects us to Hashem. And Kol Yisrael Heim Achim Mamash. All the Yidden are all brothers, and we're all as one. And we're able to bring this out. We're able to reveal this through joy and through Simcha. And we bring this joy and Simcha into the Torah itself. Have a good Yontif.